for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, April the 20th, 2019. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the service teaching on Fight, War, and Win.
I'm telling you, we are winners.
Yes, we are.
And I thank God, Brother Randy, that we are on the winning side.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you.
Glory to God. So just bear with me. I'm going to go to the scripture if I can get to it. Amen. And we're going to go further tonight. I already gave you the theme scripture, 1 Timothy 6 and 12. I'll behave myself now. Put the mic back down.
And,
okay, I don't have to behave. Okay, so we'll just take the mic back off.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm going to tell y'all something. This little girl here came into the world fighting. I understand why I love to talk about this so much. Because my mother had me, she was 6 months along, got kicked in the stomach, and I was born a few hours later, whatever. So I came in this world fighting. I'm still fighting, but I'm on the right side. Come on.
Yes.
Amen. And I thank God for the fight that He's put in us. The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
And lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. You know, when you give your life to the Lord, you confess before people that you're saved. This is one reason why you will really know when you're saved. Like I shared about my grandson when he said, I'm saved. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to ask him. He volunteered the information. You see, when you make that contact with God, nobody will have to guess that you belong to God. It's a change that comes into your life.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the change.
Yes. Amen.
So what does the word fight mean? It means to struggle, to compete for a prize,
yes,
to contend with an adversary. I told you, when you put boxing gloves on and get in the ring, you ready. You know, now I don't go to fights, but I've seen them. And each opponent, they got their little shorts on, they got their little colors on, and they got their little robe, and they come down bouncing, you know, they bouncing with their little shoes and everything. They look pretty good, but only one of them is going to win. Yeah, you're right. They beat up when they go back out, right? But how many of you know, on God's side, we go in to win it, we go in the circle, we come out winners.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Why y'all looking like that? Okay. It's true. We are to contend with an adversary. All right? That's why we're here. Okay? It also means to endeavor to accomplish something. This week I knew I had to accomplish some things, sis. And it was a fight, Brother Merle.
That's right.
It was a fight. I mean, I could have probably been in the hospital, you know, all this stuff here. I said, No, that's going to throw me off. I'm not going up there. That's not where I need to go. Come on.
Amen.
I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to fight this thing through.
Come on, sis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fighting fever and everything. I said, no. I remember I woke up and told my daughter, I began to preach to her, you better fight. You don't give in to the enemy. You don't give in to an uprising of the enemy. I come to tell you all tonight, stop giving in to these uprisings of the enemy that he throws at you. How do you do that? You learn this word right here. Learn that you are, and I think Jerry, she even taught us today, but when you learn who you are, when you learn that you are the head and you're not the tail, when you learn that you're above only, not beneath. You see, when we think these things, because they're in the Word of God, when we think them, and not only think them, we say them, amen, and then we begin to do them, amen, we will be them. Y'all missed it right there. That's what it means to apply the Word. That's what it means to take God's Word in and begin to live it.
Yes.
This week I had to do that. It's one thing to preach this kind of message and, you know, when the anointing is on you and you feel good. But it's a whole other ball game when you're throwing up on one end and running to the bathroom on the other end and then you fight.
Yeah.
Huh? But that's what we had to do. And that's what I'm telling you all right now. Don't give in.
Don't quit.
Don't stop. Don't quit. You know, we saw Mother Jerry up here, and she was struggling to read. And I was sitting over there. My heart went out because I know what that's like. And I was saying, Father, touch her. Father, touch her eyes.
Amen.
Sometimes I get on camera, sis, and I can't see the faces. And I'll just tell them, y'all pray for me. But I press my way, don't I?
That's right.
I keep on going. I don't stop. And the Lord spoke to me today about my eyes because I've been having trouble as well. I said, God, and you told me 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you're going to heal me completely. I need you to heal my eyes. I need you to do this, but I want you to do Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Do her.
Yep.
Heal her. Come on now.
Yes.
Come on, we got to pray one for another. That's what it means to fight. And I felt like if I could just get in that ring with her, I'll put on the boxing glove. I'll go before you. Come on, I'll be your eyes. Come on now. Come on, how many of us are like that? How many of us, if your brother, your sister's in trouble and they're limping and you can walk, will you pick up the stick and walk with them? Will you go run a lap with them? Come on, somebody. That's what it means to fight. We got to fight for one another. And we must fight in prayer. We must fight with the Word. Amen. We must not fight with fleshly means. We must fight with the Word, with spiritual weapons. I'm going to give you some weapons that will show you how to fight on tonight. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but so much is coming at me right now, you know, but I'm going to preach this tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, it's important to know that we as soldiers, we're called to fight. And our fight is not with natural weapons, like I said, but by the power and authority that the Word of God declares. So this means you must get His Word in your belly. Okay? When you go home, it's important that last time we were here, we gave out aftercare packets. It's important that you really take home some scriptures and begin to write down scriptures and get these tapes and go back over them. If you have to go back over some of the messages again, get aftercare so that you can maintain your deliverance. You don't want to just forget next week that you were here this week. You don't want to have to start over again. You want to continue on. Praise the Lord. When I leave here another way. Brother Randy, I leave here going forward, going to the next step.
Amen.
Amen. It has been a progression. I'm going to tell you, with every trial, with everything we've had to endure over the last 5 years, but it has been a progression. Amen. When I first started coming here, amen, and the first time I spoke, I was so nervous. It was like I was all thumbs and all of that, and I've been speaking for years, but it was like I was brand new. It was like I didn't know head from tail, in from out. I'm like, what in the world is going on? And Brother Merle would say, look, let me tell you something. You just let it go. You just come on. You just let it go. Like, I'm trying. You know? But you know what? I kept coming.
Yeah.
I didn't stop.
Yeah.
That's right.
I kept pressing. It got hard. Things I've gone through, it was hard. One while I wanted to quit all the, I'll just say, I ain't going back down there no more. Jane, looking at me too. But the Lord said, who told you to go? Who told you to go down there? People even tried to get me to stop coming down here. I don't mind telling you. I had folks, you know, slick little words, you know. And I'm like, and the Lord said, who told you? I said, well, you told me. He said, well, you better do what I said. It pays to obey God. You got to know who you're serving. Serving God. And it pays.
Yes.
Doesn't it, Patty? It pays to serve Him. It pays to obey. Okay? So listen, when you understand that the Word of God is the most powerful weapon you can have, you will be more determined to keep your sword sharp. Yeah, when you know what it means to sharpen a sword. Now, in the military, I've told this testimony, I shot expert. So don't fool with me, because if they put a weapon in my hand, I'm going to scope it, you know what I mean, set it, and I'm going to go for my target.
Amen.
And I'm going to take it out.
That's right.
Amen. That's what you're supposed to do if you put a weapon in my hand. And so I prayed, because I didn't want to go and have to shoot anybody. So I said, Lord, can you just excuse me from that? And He did. Come on, somebody. Come on now, but in the spirit, I'm called to cast out demons.
Yes.
Okay, I don't play with them. I cast them out. Because I think that's what Jesus told us to do. Alright, so we're going to learn to fight. Alright, as a believer, you're called to fight. Alright, it's very positive, not a negative. Okay, God has given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. It will encourage you to know that even in a fight, you are an overcomer.
Yes, we are.
Okay, the sister back there beside Callie, Monica, yeah, you are a winner.
Yes.
And God's going to help you.
Yeah.
He will help you.
Yes.
Okay? It may be, you know, you're going to have to be disciplined a little bit, and there's some things you will have to walk through, but remember this, whenever you say, God help me, He is right there and He will help you. He will be a friend to you, and He will stick closer than a brother. So if you don't have a Bible, make sure you get one. If I have to bless you with, do you have a Bible?
Yes, I do.
Okay, keep your Bible. Read it every day. Pray every day.
Yeah.
God just want me to tell you, He will help you.
Amen.
And everything is going to be all right.
Yes, it is.
Father, touch her.
Amen.
And keep her encouraged.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you even for the angels of the Lord that will watch over her, that will protect her, that will guard. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that even now you are making a way for her. You're opening the doors that she needs open and closing the doors that need to be closed.
Yes.
And we thank you for the stamina that you will give her.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for the tenacity that you will give her. We thank you, Father, that you will assure her that you will never leave her and you will never forsake her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, baby. So listen, with every fight, understand there is an outcome or a result that the ultimate goal will be reached. And we all have goals that we have to reach. So every time there is a fight, it's a purpose for it. God never sent His people into battle just because some blood needed to be shed. It was a reason. It was a purpose. And when David asked God, there was a time when the enemy attacked,
And David went before God, and he said, should I pursue them? What should I do? And God said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. So God will give you strict instructions in the fight.
Yes, amen.
He'll tell you exactly what to do.
Yes.
He'll tell you how to do it,
where
to do it, when to do it. He'll tell you what to do.
Yes.
He'll give you strict instructions. And when we follow his instructions, Angie, guess what? We come out on top. Every time we are winners, okay? So you must be willing to contend with the enemy and be prepared for surprise attacks that may come in a way you're not looking for or aware. So you must stay fight ready. Like, what was it, yesterday? We had to pray with some of our warriors because we realized that they were coming under attack. And I stopped. I said, let me get them on the line. Let's pray. You know, prayer is always in order.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to stop everything.
Yep.
And say, wait a minute. We're going to pray right now.
Yep.
Okay? And sometimes you have to do that. And when you do that, you call everything to a halt. Even the devil. Do you realize that praise is one of the biggest weapons? When we begin to praise God, you know the enemy flew, and there was all kinds of stuff going on. I don't know if y'all do that in heaven, right? But when we you see what happened? We shocked the devil when we started shouting.
Yes.
Y'all know you can shock him, right? Shock him right on out of your world by praising God. Praise is a powerful weapon. He don't like it, it's noise to it, and he will leave. And he don't need to be in here anyway.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. All right? Now you must know that you must stand. In order to fight, you must know how to stand. You cannot fight laying down.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a battle army, an army arrayed, and they were all laying down? No. In the Valley of Dry Bones, they was dying. But anyway, that's a whole other story. No, you never see no army laying down. Even an army that may not have it all together, they standing. They may have some pots and pans, but okay, anyway. Yeah, they're standing. Okay, so you must stand. You cannot fight if your mind is not in the place or your emotions are out of line due to affliction or infirmity. Weak people that are cowards, all this stuff here, they will get them out of the army really quick. Because cowards will cause a lot of people to get hurt, including themselves. A healthy warrior or healthy warriors will be on alert, ready to fight, and will stand through the entire scrimmage. That means you can't go say, well, I'm going home.
Come on.
No, I'm going to go get a sandwich. I'm going to go get some soup. No. No, you stay until it's done. That's what we do when we're up here praying. We pray until it's finished. Okay? So stand means to resist without yielding. To maintain a position. To persist. To endure. My God. To remain upright. To encounter and to meet face to face. Now sometimes some people may not like, confrontations. You know what? Over the last 7 years, since I've been always there free, I rather like confrontations. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It gets the devil out. And then people that are, half-stepping, you confront them, they either get right or they leave. Come on, because you can't, everybody can't be an army. Everybody can't be in your world. Okay? They may not be able to be on your team. Team people work together. And if you have somebody that's not a team player, you're going to have imbalance. You know, we have a prayer circle. I won't go into it all, but we're very careful as to who gets in that circle because everybody cannot war, for example. Okay, so you have to know the people on your team. That's another message, but everybody may not be able to stand with you. And just because you have a best bud, a best friend, well, you and your best friend may be best friends on the friend level. But when it comes to fight level, it's a whole different ball game. Okay? This is my spiritual daughter, but if we weren't compatible in the spirit, well, she's my spiritual daughter, but she may not be in a fight with me. And that's okay. You stay there. You stay right there until I'm done. Then the posse that will fight with me, we will fight. You understand? So this is not about friendship. And sometimes you get in these cliques and you can hold yourself back due to friendship. It ain't about friendship. Mm-mm. No, because your friend may not even understand what God is doing with you. And they may not agree. And they may not be moving as fast, maybe as you are in the spirit, may get jealous. Whole another ball game. So you got to know who you're standing with. All right? Know how to stand. And when you're standing, one final thing, you cannot be disorderly, nor can you retreat. No, you keep your position. All right? Keep unity. You don't let anything divide you so that Satan can defeat you. Okay? Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 and then 27. I'm just going to read this. I'm not reading it all, just a couple verses. It says, "And he said, Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you." How many of you like to hear when God speaks?
Amen.
I do.
Yeah.
Because it lets me know, he's going to give me some instruction or tell me what I need to know. Okay? It says here, "Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, Brother Merle, but God's." That that you're going through, God see it and he knows it. But he's going to fight for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. "Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies." And what actually happened? God fought for Jehoshaphat.
Yeah.
Yes. And the people. They didn't even have to fight. God sent him back, them ambushments in there. He sent confusion into the enemy's camp. They beat up themselves. Yeah, they took care of it. Right? And so they didn't even have to lift a weapon. How many of you know when God fights for you like that? And I think Jerry read a scripture about God taking vengeance. That we don't have to take vengeance on enemies. That God will do it. And it's a beautiful thing to know, praise the Lord, Jane, that God will fight for me. I ain't got to fight it. I got to stand. Just keep my position.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When the enemy try to throw curses and all this crazy stuff, just stand. Because they're going to boomerang back.
Yeah.
One time, one night, I was home. And I was on the line, and I heard this footsteps. So I went, and the lights in my laundry room was turned on, and I was the only one in there, and I didn't do it. I'm going, okay, wait a minute now. Okay, y'all want to play with me, right? Okay, cool. I went and turned them off. Went back, sat down. Not even a minute, I literally heard footsteps walking across the kitchen floor. Okay. I get up. I go back again. Light on. Okay. All my doors were locked. I'm the only one there. So I knew what was going on. I said, if you think you're going to stay up in here tonight, you got another song coming.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on. So my daughter and my son-in-law came. They went all around the house. Every door was locked. Mom ain't nothing around there. I said, I know. It's cool. Go home. I got my oil. I said, devil, get away from my house. you cannot be here. I said, Lord, put angels around my home, because I knew it was the demonic spirit that was trying to torment me in my house. Don't fool yourself. The enemy will walk up in your house. He'll try. I done had things astral project. One night they come to my door, my bedroom door. Bam, hit the door. Okay, you want to play with me? Oh, no. I took authority. I flung oil all over the house. Now, my grandson was there that night. And he slid across the floor because I slid oil everywhere. I don't play. Y'all understand? Warfare. You got to know when it's warfare. That's why you got to live right. You got to live to stay under the blood of Jesus. You can't be in and out with God. So if you're going to fight, you got to fight right. All right? Because you have victory. And just to let you know, that ain't happening no more. You know, when I go to sleep, my sleep is sweet. I've come up out of my sleep fighting before. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have. But don't mess with me, because I will fight. Yes. Especially when I sleep, because I want to rest. I don't have time for night terrors and nightmares. I don't have time to be fearful. Understand this. The Bible is true. The Lord didn't give you the spirit of fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Come on, somebody. Amen. So if anything, the devil should be afraid of you. He should not want to even hear your name. You should be a threat to him. Okay, let me move. So we're going to war. 1 Timothy 1:18, it says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou mightest war a good warfare. In order to fight effectively, it is important to use the right weapons. Okay? You got to know what the weapons are. Wish I had time to preach on the 50 weapons of war. Maybe another time we'll. We'll do that. I have a whole lot of fun now, Brother Merle, up here. I ain't intimidated no more. Ain't that good? Yeah, I used to be. I will repent. I was intimidated by y'all. Not y'all, but you understand. Yeah. Different crowd. It's just a different crowd. Yeah. But you know, you get it, right? I'm not intimidated anymore. That's fear. Okay, we're not to have fear. Okay, that's why I can look at people and I'm not intimidated. I'm not scared. That means scared. No, you stand flat-footed and do what God tells you to do. All right, we all have to learn it. It's not pride. I'm not prideful. You know what I mean? What I'm telling you is that you have to let God make you. And walk in who you are, in all humbleness, truthfulness, honesty, and with excellence.
Yes.
Okay, stay humble. I had to learn that when I was about 12 years old, when I began to sing, sis. And, you know, when you're a little kid, you know, people constantly telling you how good you sing and all this stuff. And your head can get swole. You get a little prideful. It's true. And I had a brother tell me this. He said, it doesn't matter how God uses you. Stay humble.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he literally pointed to the floor. He said, keep your feet on the floor. He said, because God is going to use you. I never forgot that. And I've tried my best, Brother Merle, every time. Even when I preach, when I finish, sometimes I cry. And the reason why I cry, because it humbles me. Lord, thank you for all that you have done. It will keep you humble when you see God move. So I thank God for Brother Dunn. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But I thank God for those words still ringing in my ears. And I want to pass it on to you. Stay humble. Stay low before God.
Because if you humble yourself, then he will exalt you. And you'll still be low because you recognize it's not you, it's Jesus that does the work. Thank you, Father. Okay, let me move here. Thank you, Jesus. We know the story about Joshua and how, if you have time when you can, just jot this scripture down, Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 27. It tells the story about Jericho, and God gave him instructions on how to go in and conquer Jericho. But he had to follow God's plan. And they had to follow his instructions exactly. And when we do that, we'll see victory. We know we are called to war. We sang this earlier, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Jan, I so appreciate the song she picked tonight. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So even your thought life, you might think that you can't control it. Yes, you can. You can catch those thoughts, those negative things that come into your mind. The Bible tells us that we are to pull them down. In other words, take a look at what you're thinking. Would God think that? Would he be pleased if I said that? Would he be pleased if I did that? Just catch it. And then you will know what to do with it. You'll know if it's you. You'll know if it's the devil. You'll know it's from God. Or if it's from God, okay? All right, now let me share a few weapons with you. What about prayer? Over in Genesis 12 and 7, it talks about the altar of prayer. I'm going to read a few of these scriptures tonight. Genesis 12 and 7. Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. It says, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. So Abram built an altar of prayer. And we must make sure we keep an altar of prayer. Even in our home, you must have a place of prayer. Prayer. We must pray every day. Praise the Lord. It's a weapon. And you don't have to pray, you know. Well, I used to think the best place to pray was on your knees. Well, I know now you can walk, you can stand, you can sit, you can be in your car, all that, you know. The Bible even says to pray without ceasing. That means pray it on every occasion. Okay, so we need an altar of prayer. It's a mighty, mighty weapon. Okay, and then the armor of God, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. We have a prayer that we pray on our midnight prayer. And what it is, it's a battle prayer. And what we do is we literally pray to put the armor of God on. You know, you need to wear your armor. Can't fight very good without it. That's right. You need to make sure you have your helmet of salvation, you have your breastplate of righteousness, you have your loin, your belt of truth, that's the word, you have the shield of faith, you have sword of the Spirit, and you have the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, walking in the word of God, praying in the Spirit. So when you are outfitted with God's armor, you're ready to fight. Then the authority of Christ. Now, the Lord has given us authority. I think we quoted this in Luke 10:19 about the authority that we're given. And I'm going to read that one. And also Another scripture is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. But I want to read Luke again. I quoted it, but I'm going to read it. Quoted it earlier. 10:19. I'll start with verse 18. Luke 10:18-19. Down through 20. It says, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you," he's given you power, "to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." So that's what we rejoice over. Thank you, Lord. My name is written in heaven. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And then binding and loosing, Matthew 16:18. Now that's authority again. Okay? Very important. You know, when we pray, we bind and we loose. Okay? Very important to do that. So let's read that real quick, okay? Matthew 16:18. Let's see. 18:19. It says, "And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Verse 19. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Powerful weapon. Okay? What about boldness? It takes boldness to fight war and win. It takes boldness. Hebrews 4:16. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace." We just told the sister, when you ask God to help you, He will help you. That's going boldly, yes, before God. Go boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. Now, we all are familiar with this one. Mark 16:15-20, casting out devils. Amen. Laying hands on the sick, seeing them recover. Amen. Praying for people to receive the Holy Ghost. All of that is in the commission. That's what Jesus told us to do. Mark 16:15-20. Okay, that's the commission. And then we are called to endure. Hebrews 12:1. Hebrews 12:1. All right? Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 12:1. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." I'm going to read verse 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God."
Glory.
And how many of you know He's interceding for you?
Yes.
He is. He's interceding for us right now. Jesus is doing it.
Yes.
Thank God that we got the greatest intercessor we could ever have.
Yes,
Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yes,
why? He knows what you feel. He knows what you're going through. He knows every step you take. Don't you know He took it?
That's right.
He took the stuff in His body, in His mind.
Yeah.
He knows when you're under pressure.
Amen.
Come on. He knows when you're weary. He knows when you feel like, I can't go another day. Jesus understands. But He's there to help you. Thank God for His help.
Yes, Lord.
And then there are times when we must fast and pray. Isaiah 58:6. Isaiah 58:6, it says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke, every yoke. So it's nothing that the Lord cannot help us with, deliver us from. That's why he came, and sometimes we got to fast and pray. It's a weapon, okay? Now the final point, we are winners.
Yes, Lord.
You must tell yourself that every day.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that I'm a winner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Joshua was successful because he did what God asked and he followed his instructions. And we know that Jericho was taken. Beloved, God has much in store for you as you take and conquer the territory for Jesus. It's time to arise, fight, war, and win. I'm so thankful for those that have pushed me down through the years, those who have encouraged, those who have prayed, who continue to do so. Why? It will get you into your destiny. God will put people in your life to help you. He will. Don't resist the help. You know, as I heard Brother Randy say, when they came, and different ones that have come and have been here years, year after year, and you see where they are now. No, we all started out right out there.
Yes.
When I first came, I was right on that second row right there. I was on that corner right there, I remember. And Brother Merle came and brought the mic to me right over there. And I had my eyes closed. I opened up my eyes and there he stood. He said, would you have something to say? I'm going, whoa. But God called me out.
Yes.
He knew what he was doing.
Yes.
And he knows what he knows the plan that he had for you.
Yes.
And all he's looking for, beloved, is for you to say yes.
Right.
Surrender to his will. You know, when I transitioned to Arkansas, I had no idea, Patty, the things I didn't know. All I knew is that what God told me to do. That's all I knew. But it pays to obey God.
Yes.
It pays to sell out to him. My life is totally sold out to the Lord. Totally sold out to him. There's no better life than to lead, than to have Jesus lead it, than to him be at the helm of your life. So some of you may be struggling with holding on to your reins and not really surrendering all to God. I want to encourage you, give it up.
Yes.
Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Stop struggling. You give it up and then you take it back. You lay it down and you pick it back up. Lay it down. Leave it there. Trust God with it. Because he knows. He knows about your life. Maybe you've lost some things. Maybe you've gone through some real tough things. God knows about it. And he wants to help you. He wants to let you know you really are a winner. Listen, the battle belongs to the Lord and he will give you victory. He'll give victory to his people. So when you find yourself in a fight, seek the face of God for his direction. Seek God for his instruction, for his wisdom and guidance. Be quick to obey God in all that he says. Now that's one of the things that really will cause you to advance, is when you're quick to obey.
Yes.
When you struggle and you question and you have to pick it apart and you have to know every answer, you have to have every I dotted, every T crossed, and you have to have 15,000 confirmations and 20,000 fleeces and Gideons and everybody else, and you have to have all kinds of prophets and apostles and evangelists tell you the same thing only to jump and, well, Lord, I don't know, tell me again. When you have to go through all that, do you know what you do? You delay your progress. You delay your progress. Either you will obey God or you won't. Believe me, God has told me things, and in some people's mind, it was crazy. What are you doing moving from this place that you're familiar with to a place that you've never been and you don't know anything about. You have nobody down there. Why are you doing that? Because God told me.
Come on.
And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. He said, Deb, you've traveled in military. You know what it is to travel, but now you need to learn faith. Yeah. That was a biggie. But I guess what I did? I packed up my stuff and I moved to Beverly. Y'all didn't catch that one. You catch that one. That's where I moved. Really, I did. Because God has blessed me and is still adding, and He will do that. He'll provide everything you need. I'm serious. He really is blessed. And He ain't finished. Come on, somebody. When you obey God, when you do what God tells you to do, you are a winner. So be quick to obey God. Stop questioning everything He tells you, especially when you know it's God and He done confirmed it, He done affirmed it. You can't sleep. You can't rest because you know it's burning on your heart. What more do you need? Okay, anyway, I'm almost done. Listen, get those who are willing to agree with you in prayer, and do not come out of the agreement until victory is won.
Amen, that's good.
Don't come out of it. When we go in and pray with somebody, for example, that's in trouble, we have our team of intercessors, we go in and we pray, we bombard heaven. We mean to see victory.
Yes.
All right? So when you have to war, you mean victory.
Yeah.
We war over this camp. And I pray all the time for everybody here.
Thank you.
All the workers here, I pray for you. I labor in prayer for you. I'm not trying to just toot my horn. I'm just telling you. Because I'm part of this camp too.
That's right.
This is my home.
That's
right. Brother said, welcome home. I said, yes, I'm home.
Right.
It's true. I don't feel right if I ain't sitting over there. When you're anointed, and this is where title don't mean that much to me, okay? Because I know who I am.
Yeah.
I walk in it. I don't have to tell you who I am. When you most people ask me, what's your name? Deborah. I know when I have to walk as a doctor. Okay, and the other things that I walk in. I ain't even going there tonight. I'm just telling you that when you're a servant, you serve.
Okay.
Well, bless the Lord, He didn't tell me to do that. Well, that's why you ain't doing nothing, because you ain't serving. Sit down. Come on. You got to learn to serve. Jesus came to serve. He got down on His knees. He took them disciples' shoes off their feet, and He washed them. Anyway, I'm almost there. You are a winner. 1 John 4:4. The Bible says this. Ye are God, little children, and have overcome them. Mm-hmm. Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So God is greater than any demonic spirit, any evil force that could try to come at you. God is greater. And when you realize the greater one lives on the inside of you, when the enemy comes in, the Spirit of the Lord, Patty, will lift up a standard. And I thank God for the standard tonight of holiness, righteousness, right living. I thank God for Jesus. Remember this, beloved. You must fight. You must war in order to win. Don't come down off the wall, Angie. Stay on the wall of prayer. But I believe God is going to begin to give you some different strategy, dear. I see some burdens on your shoulders. And God is going to lift them. Mm-hmm. He's going to lift the load. So just be continue to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. I know you are. But sometimes, you know, we have to be reminded of the scripture. Don't be weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. That means don't give up, don't quit, don't slow your roll. But God's gonna, I'm gonna write a song about that, James. You're gonna help me. Don't quit, don't stop, don't slow your roll. God will be with you. But don't quit, don't stop, don't slow your roll. God will give you the victory every time. So don't stop, don't quit, don't slow your roll. That's for you, baby. God bless you. Stand to your feet tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. I thank you for your blessed people. I thank you, Lord, that you give us how to fight. You give us how to war, and we are winners. We will not stop. We will not quit. And we will not slow our roll. I ask you, Father, to give strength to your people tonight. We thank you for the charge in the atmosphere. We thank you, God, that you have charged this atmosphere tonight. We thank you, God, like a sunny moon. My God, we will go forth, oh God, at the outside, and we'll do exploits in you, oh God, your people, because you are charging us up, God. And we thank you, Father, for the battle plans and the strategies that you're giving us, oh God, to know how to fight, to war, because we are winners in you. We thank you, Father, for your word tonight, and we thank you, God, oh my God, that the enemy is defeated, and we are the winners, and we are victorious. We thank you, God, for Lake Hamilton tonight. Yes, God. We thank you, God, for this camp. We thank you, God, for the visionary. We thank you, God, that you are strengthening him even now, even the Lord, God. We thank you, God, for every worker here, God, that you're strengthening them. Oh, God, for the battle that's yet to go forth. But, God, we see it in a different light tonight. We see, God, that we are the warriors, that we're on the offense, and the enemy is on the defense. He is on the run. The demonic is on the run. Witches are on the run. Warlocks are on the run. Jezebel is on the run. Ahab is on the run. Korah is on the run. Oh my God, we thank you tonight, and we will lift up our sword high up in the sky. Oh God, you do the work. Send forth your warring angels to pierce the darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, even for the refreshing that you're pouring out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you. We thank you, God, for everything that you will continue to do in your people. Bless them tonight. Continue to pour in tonight. My God, let it be rivers of living water. Come on, lift your hands and praise the Lord right up in here. Come on. Come on, take your release in the Holy Ghost tonight. Take your release in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, just a few minutes. Come on. You're not tired yet. Come on here. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for every deliverance, every healing right now. Those that need healing yet in their bodies, even on tonight, I ask you, Father, to minister right now in the name of Jesus. I know there's some that's been feverish, so if you're still feeling not a little sickly, come up here right now. Anybody that has some nauseousness and stuff in your stomach, come up here right now in the name of Jesus. Come on up here right now. Amen. And we're going to come pray. Amen, Brother Randy. Callie, come help me. Praise the Lord. Jane, come help me. Thank you, Jesus. Can I pray with you, baby? The Lord gave me a word for you earlier. Yeah. Can you come? Amen. Amen. And Kim, come. I want to pray with you. Ray, both of you, I want to pray with both of you all. Can you come on the altar? Amen. Amen. Who is it that have the sciatic nerve problem down in the back and legs? I know Merle has some problems. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else have some low back issues? Come on up here right now. Come on, come on, run. It's gone? Okay, it's gone. Out of the oboche. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for healing. We thank you for healing. Hallelujah. 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 Who's been having some tooth problems in the mouth? Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. Okay. Come on. I'm just calling as I hear. Amen. Inner ear infection. Now, when you come up here, tell me, because the Lord's calling these out, he's going to heal. Amen. He's going to heal. Hallelujah. 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 Anybody else have any problems? I didn't call. You can come up here if you need prayer. Amen. We will pray with you on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on up here. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know Audrey's been having some feverish, because I'm feeling feverish, so I believe she got some fever in her body. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. You know,
this is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.